planet?
I don't know.
Indeed.
Just got a lonely 808. That's our bid for tools of the trade. The ultimate tool.
It really is, though.
An analog drum machine. And actually, today, technically, we're talking about an analog drum machine. The Korg Monotribe. How would you describe it just by looking at it? Size. It's a decent novel.
Yeah, a decent novel size. That's a great way of putting it, actually. Yeah, very good way of putting it.
Made by Korg. I've actually got a version 2. It's got an overlay on it. So basically what it is, it's like a groove box. It comes with like a simple drum machine. And a simple, you may have seen around the Monotrons back in 2010, I think they came out. They're basically like a series of little individual synthesizers. Have you seen those before? Mm. Like a little ribbon on them?
Yeah, totally.
So if we fire our one up here, because we've got one in the studio, don't we? That's the ribbon. And it's got this piece of Korg. Korg knows what they're doing. They're relying on some rad stuff. It's got the old MS-20 filter from a legendary synth. Yeah, that's the filter that's in there. That's why it sounds so slick. Should we play? I'll play a little soundbite of someone playing one like on a demo with the kind of what they know what they're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
This is a brief little of what it can do. It's about to bring the drums in. I think I fired the drums off on mine. Oh, there we go. That's just like a random pattern. Now, the beauty of these things is they've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, maybe about like 15 different parameters you can muck with. And it really is like a live performance thing. It doesn't have presets. You can't save anything in there. But yeah, so Bridge just flipping some shit and rad stuff happens essentially. What else can I tell you about it? It was released in 2011. People may know the Electribe from like Acid House recordings and stuff like that. It's a very simple groove box scenario. It takes you can get MIDI implementation for these, so you can actually trigger them from like newer instruments that have that kind of capability, syncability. What I might do. It's a shitload of fun. They're about. I sent you a message like late at night. It was like 3 a.m. in the morning or something. I was like partying and I saw one of these for sale for $150. I thought you were into them. And so I sent you a message and it was like, what the fuck? I just sent him a message at like 3 a.m. But yeah, they're about $150 secondhand. You can pick them up for.
So that's a decent deal, eh?
I'm pretty sure you can still get them new from Music Planet. Maybe you could pop down there and see them. I'm sure they can hook you up. I thought it might be cool. I've got another example of a Monotribe being used in like a band scenario. Now this is like a jazz band and they're using the beat and then it comes in as like the like a horn section of the band. It's really actually quite beautiful. So there's a stand-up bass and a acoustic guitar.
Who needs drummers?
Yeah.
Really.
Check out the Monotribe solo.
It's nice how the ribbon.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Gives it that like lilt.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So basically, for those who don't kind of like know what the ribbon is, it's sort of like a keyboard roll.
Yeah, so you just roll, you run your finger along, and it kind of like the same way like you select something on an iPad or whatever. It's that kind of technology, essentially. Let's slow the tempo.
Sorry, I'm going real hard here.
I couldn't find too many bands that actually use a Monotron or would admit to. I guess it's a good entrance. If you're out there and you want a piece of hardware that's analog, like all analog, you can hear the juiciness of the filter. Like, you kind of can't get that with digital stuff. It's just nice and wet, you know? Like, super hands-on. So, and like a great way to get into synthesis. Like, this would be a great Christmas present for like somebody wanting to learn about synthesis, because it's got basics in there, and it's totally hands-on, and it's like you can get them for like just over $100, so it's pretty rad. Okay, I've got queued up now a real nuggety jam session by this dude that plays these things like hands-on, and it, like watching the video is loose as. His name's Kid Shirky. Let's have a listen. Just every sound you hear is a hand actually getting in there and like making the changes. We'll let this roll for a bit. It's fucking crazy.
the box. It's crazy.
That dude, just like... dude has done it 10,000 hours on the Monotron. Now you do it, Bridge.
Yeah, bro.
But a really, really, really fun piece of equipment. If you get a chance to have a muck around with one, definitely, definitely get amongst.
I just can't get over how this much fun is $150. Like, if I was...
Analog fun as well. That's the kind of the kicker that's usually really expensive for people. You know, like, not everyone can walk down the road and buy an MS-20, which is like, you know, you're looking at like $500 to $1,000.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But this is like, you know, you get all the bleeps and boops that you want. And also just the drum machine is tight, you know. It's like,
yeah,
it's synthesized
totally.
Drums. It's not real drums. It's not trying to be a drummer, you know. But yeah, that's the Korg Monotribe. I love the damn thing, actually. It's fucking fantastic. Has syncability. It syncs to other Korg products via like a sort of a MIDI sync cable, more like CV voltage. And you can get a real party going when you get them all.
So that means that you could put a bunch of them together and
yes.
They'd all be in the same tempo.
You could have three of those with like all different drum sequences and it gets pretty good, get pretty fucking heavy.
Wow.
Now, I said I couldn't find anybody that sort of admitted to using a Monotribe, but this track has it in it. It's Magical Clouds, a song called Heavy, and you can actually hear some of the MS-20 style filter sweeps in it. So I thought we'd actually just go ahead and sign this one off. Thanks, Bridge.
This is so much fun.
Planet. Visit them in store or at musicplanet.co.nz.